escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, so much focus. The spending bill passed and was signed on July 4th. The focus to start this post-holiday week really seems to be on trade and these tariffs and whether the deadlines are moving, whether there are going to be deals announced or not. And there's obviously people in Connecticut trying to figure out, you know, what the impact is on us from this bill. And we talked a lot previously about, you know, Medicaid and SNAP benefits and a whole bunch of other things. But Lisa Hagan, I think the only Connecticut CT Mirror, the only organization that has a Washington-based correspondent, joins us now on Brian and Company. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Good. Did you celebrate July 4th? How many July 4ths have you been in D.C. for?
Oh, man, I think it was my 10th or 11th one, so it's been a while.
I feel like it's like should be great, right? I mean, I have no idea. I know the Red Sox were there on that Friday morning, but I mean, I would imagine it's got to be pretty fun in D.C. on the 4th, although it's probably a million degrees.
Yeah, not a great weekend for the sports teams here, but yeah, no, always great. We had the perfect weather, so it's always hot, but an especially good one this year, so it was much appreciated after a long week.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a long week with this bill. You were following the Connecticut delegation. We know, and it's not hard to know their feeling on it. And we'll talk about Senator Murphy maybe in a minute. But I think the real thing is, you know, we talked in Connecticut about if there are some huge holes when it comes to Medicaid, you know, what's going to happen? We talked with, you know, a lot of different people about, you know, the state just can't fill those holes in perpetuity. It's just not financially possible. When are we going to know like how big these holes are and the impact on certain parts of Connecticut?
Oh man, that's a great question and one I've been trying to answer for some time, and then we'll be trying to find out. But you know, I think they're all still sifting through this a little bit. The bill had changed a little bit between House and Senate, and that was, you know, also on Medicaid and SNAP. And so now that it has been signed into law, I mean, that's the million-dollar question is, you know, how is, because, you know, Connecticut and all these states are now going to have to take on quite a substantial amount of the financial burden of covering Medicaid and especially SNAP. And, you know, I think that's important to notice that states have never had to pay for the benefits portion of SNAP before. They've always covered part of the administrative costs and have shared that with the federal government. So they're about to take on, you know, a pretty substantial amount of money. Now, at the same time, these are things that are going to take a few years to get phased in. So they have some time to figure this out, but I have to imagine that whenever Connecticut decides to go back into a special session, this is going to be the biggest question on all of their minds. And, you know, whether they sort this out now or later, I don't know yet.
Well, that's interesting. So, I mean, is there a sense, and again, like you're not some expert on this 900-page bill or whatever, but is there a sense of when these questions will have to be faced? You said not right away. These are phased in over 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, you know, with Medicaid, when dealing with the work requirements, and again, that's, you know, obviously that's going to be a direct impact on certain people who have to figure out, you know, oh, do I need to get a job now? Or if they have a job, do I need to now prove that I am working or training or whatnot? States are going to have to actually implement these work requirements, and that going to have to be a whole system that they have to set up. That at the earliest would get implemented at the end of 2026. So you have a bit of time. Some states may actually get a 2-year delay, so they might not have to deal with this for a while. Connecticut, I don't know. I don't know if actually at this point they would be eligible for that sort of delay. So, I mean, they have, you know, I mean, we're in the middle of 2025. We're a year and a half away from this. That's pretty soon. So I have to imagine that they're going to have to figure it out sooner rather than later. And whether that's, I don't know if that's tapping into a rainy day fund, if that's taking money from other places. But I think in a matter of months, we're going to have to start to see how Connecticut is going to sort this all out.
Yeah, I'm curious, and you don't even have to answer this. I'm just thinking out loud, you know, how our cohort states like, you know, say Massachusetts or New York are going to deal with the same challenges. You know, we know Massachusetts was sort of, they had huge resource drain from the immigration stuff that we didn't have to deal with in Connecticut. So they're in a little bit more precarious financial state. We're talking with Lisa Hagan from CT Mirror. Again, you go to ctmirror.org to read all of her stuff, and she writes pretty comprehensively, you know, about this issue in terms of the headline is when could the, quote, big, beautiful bill cause Connecticut tax relief benefit cuts? And that's a lot of what we're talking about. You know, in terms of the Connecticut congressional delegation, I mean, it's obvious that they were all against this piece of legislation. But I haven't been able to talk to you in the months that this has sort of been developing with Senator Murphy really trying to carve out a niche as sort of leading the resistance against President Trump. And we've had him on to talk about it when he was walking across Connecticut. And depending on who you talk to, but, you know, and it's not necessarily a journalist's question, but is it resonating outside of the Democratic progressive base at all?
What, his just Senator Murphy, just his general pitch?
Yeah, I mean, like becoming like, you know, there's like AOC and there's other people who are sort of like, you know, carrying the mantle for this. But I'm just curious what the perception of him is outside of not just Connecticut, but also outside of that core progressive base.
Yeah, hard to say. I mean, he has been going around, you know, you had Senator Sanders and AOC doing the kind of their own separate tour, kind of going around and, you know, in the last several months and talking to different voters outside of their own home states. He's doing the same thing. He's been going around with a fairly newer and younger congressman, Frost from Florida, who has been doing a lot of stuff on gun safety bills as well. So that's how the two of them know each other. And they've been going around quite a bit. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not able to travel around with them. I'm just doing this all from D.C. or Connecticut. But, from the headlines I've seen, you know, it's definitely generating interest, especially because they are going around and they're talking to people in districts, congressional districts, where their members are not doing town halls at all. So there's definitely seems to be an appetite from hearing from members of Congress. Now, whether that means he's expanding his own personal base for, you know, whatever aspirations he may or may not have, I don't know. But he's certainly getting his name out there outside of Connecticut.
Yeah, obviously you're bound to D.C. And I just, you know, I don't know. Part of me, I'm just curious of the perceptions of him outside of his base of support. Lisa, we appreciate the time, and I hope you get some time to breathe now once this bill got signed, but I doubt it. thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.